Good morning, this is Charlie
and Yu Chen
with your 9am Z Lines. In local news, the Queensland government has approved an extension to a major Glencore coal mine in Widi Country in central Queensland, greenlighting the clearing of a nationally significant koala habitat. Hale Creek, Australia's most methane-intensive open-cut coal mine, is home to 13 individual koalas within an area of approximately 160 hectares, according to a 2025 survey by Lock the Gate. The already controversial mine has garnered several criticisms over the last few years, with a UNSW study in 2025 finding that the mine's methane population could be between 3 and 8 times higher than what it has been reported to the federal government. Protesters are calling on Albanese government to reject the mining company's federal application, despite the Queensland government's approval, with Lock the Gate Alliance Central Queensland coordinator Dr. Claire Granau stating that the Glencore should not be allowed to destroy wildlife refuges for their own polluting profits.
Another one in local news. A Brisbane CityCab ferry worker who was both recently terminated and lost a court case for compensation after taking more than 100 sick days has reportedly received post-termination medical reports that indicated she had been cleared to return to full duties. These reports come after Commissioner Simpson ruled the dismissal was not harsh or unjust, and that any accommodations proposed for the worker could not accommodate her current or future capacity for her role. Jody Dennis has been with the ferry company as a customer service operator since 2008, though was dismissed in July last year after the long-term deep vein thrombosis and genetic clotting disorder she was diagnosed with in 2012 worsened in April of 2024. Though Dennis wished to take just a day off and come back, her doctor expected 3 months off to completely heal, with Dennis believing before her dismissal that lighter duties or stage shifts may have allowed her to return safely to work.
In national news, Labor has begun toughening immigration laws to stop people from certain countries travelling to Australia on temporary visas and seeking to stay permanently due to the war in the Middle East. Under the proposal, Tony Burke, Home Affairs Minister, could issue an arrival control determination to prevent temporary visa holders from certain regions visiting Australia where global circumstances change in order to protect the integrity and sustainability of Australia's immigration system. The law, if passed, could be used to prevent Iranian tourists from travelling to Australia if their visas were issued before the US and Israel attacked Iran, as there is concern they might overstay their visa or apply for protection while in Australia. Independent MP Zali Stegall said there were insufficient safeguards in the bill. It completely undermines our visa system and is racist, he states. It is clearly targeted at one group, but could be abused by any subsequent government to target any other group. Green Senator David Shoebridge says that the underlying obscenity in this issue was that Labour, the Coalition and One Nation supported the US conflict against Iran, but did not want responsibility for its refugees.
Another one in national news, a serious drought in West Australia has been affecting livestock welfare for years. There has been no significant rain at Murari Station, about 112 kilometres northwest of Meekatharra since early 2023. Since grass has died out, Mr. Mahoney and his wife have to hand feed young cattle while dropping hay out to the cattle that remain in paddocks. Mr. Mahoney has pleaded with the WA government for a few subsidy, but he has been offered little more than words. They're building a race track in Perth, organizing a rugby league team. The millions they're talking about there. Surely they can throw a bit of fuel towards this cause, said Mr. Mahoney. It's a hard period. Yet, Esperance-based charity Farmers Across Borders has stacks of stored hay that could help the Mahoney stock. They have received fodder from a Farmers Across Borders delivery earlier this year, which took the pressure off. However, the group had run out of money for more hay runs.
In international news, Norway will become the first country to phase out fast-growing chicken breeds, also known as Franken chickens. The Norwegian poultry industry confirmed a full transition to higher welfare breeds at the end of 2027. Currently, around 60% of chickens in Norway are fast-growing breeds, but over the past 5 years, Norwegian producers have gradually introduced slower-growing, higher-welfare breeds, paving the way for a complete phase-out. For decades, non-governmental organizations over the world have raised concerns about the widespread use of the fast-growing breeds, linking them to routine welfare problems, such as struggling to walk due to their own weight, with research suggesting that fast-growing chickens endure hundreds of hours of pain during their lives.
For your weather today, in 9 a.m., Brisbane is 29 degrees. Feels like 32, with medium showers later in the day. It's 67% humidity with 7% cloud cover, and a low wind at 13 kilometers per hour.
That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. for more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.